Pod Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 753, Dropping Back In, recorded live on October 1st, 2020. Hello everyone, welcome to Pod Tackler, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Duststorm.
I am Godzilla T.
And I'm DJ Blue PDX, maker of bad jokes and questionable tier. I lost it, whatever, you know me, I'm just awkward.
Just gotta pick it up and roll with it.
Worm sign!
He picked it up and lost it.
Where is he, GT?
Speaking of losing it, I'll tell you what I lost it the other day. I discovered that not only are the puppies, who are now 6 months old and 55, almost 60 pounds each, they are not only scared of the rain and umbrellas, and I'm thinking, hello, you live in Portland now, this is definitely something you're going to have to get used to. I also discovered they're terrified of the sound of lawnmowers.
Oh, fun!
Ooh. Oh, yeah, so I had to walk them out there and coax them out the door. The neighbors over there just... And I'm thinking, okay, they're obviously panicking. So I walked out there with them and coaxed them. And they looked at me and then sprinted past me, through my legs, around the yard, all the way to the run, did their business. And I closed the doors and walked over and I was picking something up off the ground, something that had fallen over in the wind or whatever. And I see Alfie come careening and he's galloping. And I mean, race horse style, just ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. And he gets this look in his eye like, it's mine. And as he gets towards the door, he leaps all four paws off the ground, shoulder first, and it looked like what you would expect a linebacker for the 49ers to do in the middle of a game. Just hits the door. The door flies open. Astro runs in next to him. The door hits the wall and bounces back on them. They both scream at the top of their lungs because now the door has scared them as well. And they're scrambling, trying to get outside. They realize they're outside with the lawnmowers. So they're trying to get back inside. And I am trying not to pee my own pants laughing so hard at this absolute insanity of chaos because there's nothing I can do to stop it. Yeah.
And regretting the fact that you don't have a camera in your hand.
Oh, no. Of course, that's the time I left my phone in the house. And just...
Oh my God.
It's just mass pandemonium and I love them, but oh my Lord, it's always a process.
Oh my gosh. Wow. What the? Well, sounds like a lot has changed for you over the last month since we've had you on the show last.
Well, you know, our state tried to burn itself down and put that fire out faster than, you know, antibiotics puts out gonorrhea. It was neat.
Yeah.
Probably wasn't the best reference to use on the show, but that's okay.
Yeah, it is what it is. But you're all better now, and you're all taken care of. Everything's somewhat back to normal now.
Yes,
that's good.
Yes, I can see the sun again now.
Our smoke actually got back up today. We're picking up the smoke from California. It hit us. Our AQI hit up to like 90 today.
Okay.
But the upside is with the help of the community, and thanks to Twitch's payouts being on time every time, we were able to get all the filtration fixed and replaced in the house and get it out. The last one that I pulled was the blower filter out of the main AC. We couldn't figure out why, something was wrong with the AC unit, but I kept trying to push it on. When I did, it smelled like smoke. And granted, the downstairs was that there's a vent hole down here for the natural gas on the inline water heater.
Okay. Yeah.
So the smoke would fill in, right? So I had to get an air filter just for that room and turn it on high to keep that room clean. Well, then when I pulled the blower filter out, one of my viewers was like, hey, by the way, don't forget, aside from your intake filter, there's also a blower filter. And make sure your blower fan filter is changed even more often because that's where it's really going to get crazy. I pulled it out. This thing was not only solid black, it was oozing.
Ooh.
I can't tell you how unbelievably terrifying it was. I don't know what kind of science experiment I was trying to create in that thing. I could have sold that to MIT and made money. Instead, I just used gloves and threw it out and then took a picture of it and then realized I don't want that on my phone. I feel like my phone is dirty now because I took a picture of it. It was awkward. So yeah, that's what I've been up to.
Are blur filters specific to an AC unit? Because like growing up, I don't think we... Like,
central air. Most central air units have a intake filter where the cold air return enters the unit, the heater unit in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Because the air conditioner uses the same blower as the heater. Stop it, DJ. You're going to explode.
There's a filter from where all the intakes come in, right in front of the blower, that pushes all the air out.
Oh, okay.
It's good if you've got like HEPA filtration for people with allergies or significant breathing problems or who have an impaired respiratory system.
So it's double filtered for some of the intakes. Okay, gotcha.
Some systems, yes. Most systems only have one on the intake.
Yeah. And we have an industrial-based HVAC, so.
Gotcha. Okay. I just hadn't, like, the places I live, I've never known of a second filter.
Honestly, I only thought we had one. I don't remember when the last time we got that thing changed. And well, now we have four spares.
And now you know your air is going to be super clean.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Well, we're happy you survived. We're happy that you're still here and you're back after a month.
Yes.
It's been a while. Yep. Last week, I was away. My wife and I took our makeup trip for our anniversary, which was supposed to be back in March. But we did it this past week, kind of as a 2.5 year. So we went out to West Virginia for about a week, stayed in Harpers Ferry for a couple of days at a bed and breakfast, and then went over into a state park. And we didn't have cell service for 4 days, and it was nice.
You know, they also make this thing called an off button. It works really well.
I've looked for mine, and trust me, I don't think I have one that's working.
I'll say it's a little bit easier when you're forced to not have any connection versus the temptation of, oh, I can just tap on my phone and turn off that little button, or I can just go downstairs to my computer and I have internet. Whenever you're forced to not be on the internet, it's different.
And also, let's be honest, when you're traveling through West Virginia, it sometimes is nice to get cell service someplace and be able to Google or Yelp Billy Bob's Meat Hut to really try and figure out whether that's the place you want to eat or beat. The more you know.
Yes. Hey, Eric Boo, welcome to the stream.
I've spent a month of build-up. I've got so much to
let out. Yeah, get it out. No, it makes sense. You got to get it out there. Yeah, of course. Keep it coming. Keep it coming.
Okay. So, let's get started. Here we go.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get started. So, we're going to go through things tonight, hopefully quickly, and I'm going to try to get a guest lined up for next week. We'll try to restart our guest train here on the show. Got a couple of people lined up. Folks like Nated, Shy Way. We've got the Peck from the Halo French community. We might do a weekend thing for that just because of time zones. We've got a few other people also in the running as well. So hopefully we will get quite a few interviews lined up and some special guests coming up here pretty soon. And of course, we're going to have the next book read probably within the next month and a half or so. And yeah, lots of good stuff coming. So, GT, last week we had not one, but two game nights.
Well, technically three, because I did stream the ODST campaign on Thursday night instead of holding a game night. But the lobby was open for anybody that wanted to join in.
Okay.
I made it about halfway through the game. I didn't push it real late Thursday night because I wanted to get some decent sleep for the work Friday. Friday night for Fraggin' Friday, we had a lot of fun. Got a few customs in, worked on, we actually did a little bit in Super Fiesta. Had a lot of fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday, I started out in multiplayer on MCC and PC. And then I moved in and I got almost through the ODST campaign. Unfortunately, nice. Nobody was able to join Saturday, so I went ahead and just tried to finish up the campaign. Got to, I think I'm at the last mission for ODST on on the PC.
Very nice.
Well, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah. We actually, so we got early access to the to ODST's campaign and was rolling through it on easy just to goof around and discovered that I forgot, but it gave me a chance on easy to go and remember where all the different locations are for the
audio logs
that unlock all the different weapons caches.
Right.
So fun fact, back in the days when I first got started involved with Podtacular and I took the reins, I did audio log guides for ODST. And that today on my YouTube, my personal YouTube channel is actually one of my most viewed videos is those audio log tutorials.
Well, and it makes it so much fun because you can actually get through much faster. So Uglov's birthday was on Tuesday. And so Rageborn Nerd and I and Uglov went in and played it on Legendary. And so I just started us off on the Mombasa streets and we went jamming through there, trying to find all the audio logs, just busting through, breaking down enemies and beating the crap out of stuff and to unlock all the weapons caches and then started on the missions after we'd been through the whole city. And it was interesting because you get access, you got sniper rifles in there. You've got access to Mongeese, which makes traveling between the areas so much easier. You can actually just bypass some enemy groups and just say, screw it, I'm out. But yeah, it was interesting. The game itself, like GT, what did you think of the game now that's on PC?
I mean, it played just like it did back on 360. Of course, it looked a lot better. It ran a lot smoother, especially, you know, playing it on PC. Like I said, I actually didn't go for any of the audio logs, so I didn't unlock any of the caches in my playthrough, saving that for later. But all in all, I had a lot of fun. The game is still fun to play.
Oh, it's gorgeous. And the sound is beautiful, and like you said, it's smooth. At 1440, 144 hertz. The 144 FPS was solid, locked in there. It was so unbelievably smooth. It was breathtaking to be back inside of that world again. And the music, especially the music, it's so iconic. And it's so emotionally riveting. And it really does help play that story along a line, the storyline along so well. So I loved it.
I loved hearing that sax.
Yes.
Yes. Probably the best music and the best story out of a Halo game. Yeah, hands down. Yep. And I'll be able to jump into it here next week. And I'm a little surprised they didn't add any achievements, but they have the Endure Challenge. And someone actually tweeted at us when we retweeted the ODST announcement from Halo of hosting an Endure lobby. So I know GT isn't very fond of that idea, so I might pull a night to do that and host an Endure lobby. Gotta brush off my strats a little bit.
Last one I saw was 2 hours, 57 minutes.
Wow, that's just under the 3 hour marker. All right.
Yeah. Yep. I've seen several videos pop up of people doing the Endure Challenge and the shortest one I've seen so far is 2 hours, 57 minutes.
Interesting.
So, depending on which map you get, I think back in the Xbox 360 days, it was usually between a little more than 2 hours.
Only Alpha
Site
or Lost Platoon. Or not Lost Platoon.
Those are the two easy. Yeah, those are. Yep. Yep.
Only Alpha Site and.
And Lost Platoon. You're right.
No, well, is that. That's the one that's in the. Uplift Reserve, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's those two are the popular ones to get that challenge done. I prefer Oni Alpha Site just because it's a lot more narrow corridors to funnel enemies in. But the nice thing about Lost Platoon is you can get vehicles. And if you can get a full fleet of choppers, then you can do some major damage. Yeah, you can get some major damage done. So,
if
yep, gotta brush off my strats
lucky,
a little bit.
You might even get a Wraith or two.
Might, I don't know, maybe we can find a time to do it, DJ, with the M+ crew or the Respawn All-Stars and try to
I would love that.
Get something done. So, if you're interested in trying to get that Endure Challenge under your belt, then stay tuned. We'll try to get something going here over the next month or so. Might have a couple of attempts. Because I doubt I'm going to be able to get on my first attempt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. With practice and warm-ups.
Yeah, uh-huh. For sure.
All right.
I've done it once. I don't need to do it again.
I'm up for the challenge, so I'll do it again. I'll face the music and strain myself over it.
Yeah, no. I don't need that stress in my life.
GT's like, I have enough stress going on. I don't need that added to it.
Well, the last time I did it, my butt was so damn sore by the end of the... I had to stand up for 2 hours. Because I couldn't sit down anymore.
So, we're going to go ahead and jump into the company commendations. We are still making progress there. We have in our closest one, which is getting splatters, 240 left of those to get. So, not bad. And then we've got standard weapon kills. We are approximately, looks like 25,000. A little under that. 1.5
trillion? Oh.
There's a lot. And then getting headshots, we are just under 20,000 away of those.
Oh, I forgot the 1.5 was, that was Marine kills.
Ah. Marine kills, we are just under 37,000. Sorry, 27,000.
Not 37,000. 343, why?
That's,
That's company commendation trade. Anyways, for the website post, we have the Last Man Standing trailer, which is the latest Machinima project from the great Isaiah. You may have heard a couple of his Machinima pieces come up on our Machinima Monday spotlights before. This one is hearkening back from, or inspired by Nightmare Films' Zombie Matchmaking. And then from Tales from the Foxhole, we don't have anything new for this week. If you have any Halo stories you would like to share, please go ahead and share that in our Tales from the Foxhole channel on Discord, or share them with our Xbox Club, and we will talk about them on the show. Since we've had the podcast last, ODST has dropped. We've obviously been talking about it. For matchmaking updates, GT, what do we got for Halo 5?
Well, I don't know. What do we got? This is October 1st. For this weekend, we get global XP doubling for all month long.
Why is that?
Because it's Halo 5's birthday!
Oh my gosh, how old is it?
Or birth month. This is in celebration of Halo 5's fifth birthday.
It's wow, no longer half a decade.
Found a new Halo game.
Wow. You said it. I didn't,
you just had to say it, didn't you?
Well, you know, I set him up.
You just had to grind that salt into the wound.
Someone else was going to make deeper. A comment on it. Someone else was going to say it, so I might as well
let
have said
them say it.
I was going to be honest. I wasn't going to bring it up, except for I had a margarita on the mind, and then you said, and I realized salt had to like just, and then there we go. Now we've got enough for the rim.
Anyway, for this weekend's rotational playlist, we've got Shoddy Snipes rotating in for H3 Classic Throwback. For next weekend, we get Forerunner Slater rotating in for Shopping Snipes.
Then October 15th, your sniper today.
Rock and Rail comes in for Forerunner Slayer, and Warzone Assault goes live for the weekend. October 22nd, we have Action Sack rotating in for Rock and Rail. On October 29th, we get Roaming King rotating in for Action Sack. And also on that weekend, we get Warzone Turbo going live for the weekend.
Turbo!
It's Turbo time!
It's Turptastic.
What, DJ?
Nothing. I said nothing. Nothing whatsoever.
You said nothing, but you have thoughts.
Nope. Uh-huh. None. I've already derailed the show enough today.
I can see them going across that forehead of yours.
There are many things going across the forehead of mine. Sweat, thoughts, poor choices, regret. You know, choose one. No, we're good.
The billboard of thoughts.
Right? I just need to get a bar scanner like right there so it just like has this reader board. My running thought process. There you go.
Need one of those LED strips.
I can get that installed.
That has the text just scrolling across.
Yeah.
Just random words. Yeah, there you go.
Right? Regret, yep. Regret, yep. Regret.
Regret, regret.
The message just keeps repeating.
Regret. For the Master Chief Collection. Looks like we've got Recon SWAT rotates in and will be played on the existing SWAT map variants. And then the Recon Slayer rotates out.
Okay.
There you go.
Yep, no more Recon Slayer. Now Recon SWAT. Very nice. They've also implemented some challenge improvements, which also include the ability to have some Halo CE stats actually influence the challenge. So if you've noticed some of the challenge things before, you'll notice that on a few of them, CE was not available to earn for some of the multiplayer. We made some changes on the back end, and now you can earn some of those challenge completions in Halo CE multiplayer.
I think they're missing an opportunity, to be honest.
With what?
I think that a great challenge improvement would be to integrate a rating system that determines your behavior online with regards to Halo posts, and that determines whether you spawn with a weapon and shields or whether you just spawn on the map completely naked and just get shot by everybody. I think that that's the greatest challenge right there. If you could actually not be terrible online, you'll get really good weapons. Imagine that. Like, all of a sudden, you spawn with an incineration cannon because you're awesome, and everybody else just spawns with nothing because they're terrible, and you just destroy them, even though there were no incin cannons in Halo 2 or 3 or CE. But who cares about that? That's just canon. As you were. Sorry.
There you go. So the things you spawn with are based on your public reputation.
Yes, there we go. Based on your good attitude in exchanges or your level of pissiness.
Except there would be no way to actually verify that because people have different opinions
call it
on
the
what's...
Yellow Snow Challenge. There you go.
Yes, Pens, I think that's a wise decision. And thankfully, I follow good people because I rarely see a lot of the drama.
Oh, I agree. I have adjusted my follower count a lot, especially over the last several months.
Mm-hmm. And I hear a few people have done that over the last couple of days.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. There was a very negative...
I haven't recently because I haven't actually had time to actually look at Twitter.
Yeah, there was I had to get really specific because there were some negative responses to the event the other day that basically Taylor Lautner was going to be getting another action star role and people didn't think he was worthy of it. And so I had to just remove all of those people from my Twitter feed.
I don't even know who that is.
Were you not paying attention the other day? Just kidding. three rules in my chat, one of which is let's not talk negative about Taylor Lautner's acting career. It does it on its own. I love him. Anyways, let's...
I don't even know who that is.
Team Jacob, Twilight, come on! Still nothing?
Just he's like
still
the cricket lost. I can hear out my,
wow.
outside my
first
door.
First aliens, now Twilight. Good. Jeez. I thought I raised you better than this.
Man, I haven't even watched Twilight and I know who he is.
CGT gets it! Yes, the werewolf, Pens. The werewolf.
Okay. At least I got a visual of
Spy
that.
Kids. Oh.
Shark Boy.
He was?
Ring a bell?
Or no, sorry. Shark Boy and Lava Girl. That's what it was.
Yeah. That's the only thing in the world that borders on being worse than the Rebecca Black Friday video. Yeah. Like, it's right there. Yeah, they're equally terrible.
Okay. Whatever. Moving on.
Are we though?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I think we're over there somewhere.
Yeah, I'm trying to bring it back.
DJ's over there.
DJ's been gone for a month. And of course, it's just going to be derail after derail.
I apologize. I
wouldn't expect anything less. I mean, it's been working up, so like I expected a certain amount of
get a lot of my system
tangent. Yeah, exactly. And I have a feeling it's not going to all come out this week, so we're probably going to get a trail off of next week.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, right. I'm well prepared for what's going to happen. just might not expect everything that's going to happen. So yeah, Halo 4 Insider is going to be coming very, very soon. So make sure your Halo Insider profile is up to date.
Yep.
I'm seeing a lot of people on Twitter get really excited because of the story. And honestly, Halo 4 is probably the prettiest Halo that has been released to date.
Yeah.
Yes. But ODST is right there with it.
Yep. No, I definitely agree with you on that one. ODST was, it's just gorgeous. I can just
see whatever. What always floored me about Halo 4 is what they did with the hardware they had.
Yeah.
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 I remember that the first impressive. Time when you make Planetfall on Requiem and you come out of that freaking cave.
Yep. Yep.
And you just see this big Forerunner structure and it's like
that drive. The, like, I drove forward and then backwards and because, you know, the trees and the way the rocks are and everything, like, you're just driving back and forth. What is this? It's so beautiful. It's so amazing.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yeah, Halo 4 was a beautiful game.
I mean, that's one of the few times I've actually just stopped and stared at the skybox.
Yep. 100% agreed.
Well, I mean, my first playthrough, I came through that hole. I'm like, oh my god.
Well, and Forge Island? Yep. Hello. Forge Island was allowed you to do so much. We had all the Slenderman maps on there, and yeah, where they did the underwater one. Yeah, yep. And it, so it looked like fog. Oh god, those we had the giant alpha. And frankly, I know everybody's going to disagree with me on this one. The flood in Halo 4, in my opinion, were the best. They had that weird psychotic dying horse sound to them as it was chasing you. It was just crazy. It was like Scooby Doo did like. It was basically Scooby-Doo on a megaphone while drinking. It was all sorts of everything wrong with cartoons, but also everything that's awesome in Why Are You Running After Me? And it's just giant red alpha and it's like, dun, 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 through a forest and you're just, ah! And yeah, lots of fun.
There are lots of great customs on 4.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Most definitely.
Yep. Yep. Let's see, what do we got? We've got ODST being out on PC. There is a MCC blog for that. Just kind of goes through all the new things that we've got. So obviously, ODST is now available, and ODST Firefight is now in matchmaking, which is pretty cool. We've got a lot of new things added to Halo 3's Forge. So a lot of the ODST weapons are now included in Halo 3's Forge sandbox and has been incorporated into some of the matchmaking, hence the Recon Slayer that actually just rotated out.
And Recon Slot that just rotated in.
Exactly. Yep. We've got some new Halo 2 armor customization in there now, which is pretty exciting. All that's being incorporated into the Season 3 of MCC, titled Recon.
Yes.
Lots of new Halo 3 BR and AR skins to collect in there as well, along with new nameplates. Firefight voices, firefight appearances for the person that you play as. Obviously, a whole new season of challenges. And then we've also got feedback forum as well. So if you have any issues, make sure you go over to the feedback forums and Halo support and report anything that you find issues with in ODST. We've got the MCC development update. This is before the MCC update that we just got yesterday. This is over on the forums, and this is just another reminder that Halo 4 flighting is imminent. The initial builds are already out to Ring 1 and Ring 2 flighting. So that means that it's pretty close. We could see Halo 4 flighting as early as next week.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So make sure you head on over to HaloInsider.com. Make sure your Insider profile is up to date. That way you can get into the Halo 4 flighting. They are currently looking at this set of new features, updated customization for Halo 4. Forge will be available in the flight along with theater and some new challenges. Season 4 content is currently to be determined. They're currently working that through Ring 1 and Ring 2 evaluation. Input-based matchmaking and crossplay is going to be in this flight.
Nice!
Cool!
Yes. Yes.
So we do get to play with crosses. That's amazing. It's like...
Well, you have crosshairs.
Also that.
Yeah.
So we're going to be able to play with PC and Xbox together. That's the idea.
Yeah, that's going to be huge.
Yeah. That is going to be amazing to finally smack the crap out of people with a keyboard and mouse. That should be fun. We'll see if I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't. I have a tough enough time with my controller.
Yeah.
There'll be server region selection, additional video graphics options, and the option to disable text chat.
Yep.
Which, yeah.
Get rid of the toxic little people in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them ain't so little.
Yep.
I wish they would update the Halo support site to make it easier to report things, that you don't have to fill out every little minute detail of the game that you were playing, just to report a small issue that actually doesn't relate to the game that you were playing.
Yep. Well, and I think
like if it was some of the text chat, I want to be able to just take a screenshot and say, hey, this person was being bad in text chat, and just attach the screenshot.
Yeah, because those people shouldn't be involved. Honestly, those people should not be involved in the flighting. If they're going to behave like that and not be here for the purpose of helping elevate the conversation and improve the quality of the game, then sorry, you just need to wait for it to come out and stop. Just stop wasting.
I'm not even
time.
Talking about solely flighting. I'm also talking about
in general
the retail version. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Like, at least be able to ban them from using text chat if they're going to.
Yep.
Yeah. For campaign and Spartan Ops, they haven't locked in which missions will be available for flighting, but they're Spartan working Ops. On that through the rings. Right.
Spartan Ops. God, that was such a huge part of the storyline, too. The auxiliary storyline. Oh,
yes.
God, that's right. Okay. Sorry.
Yep.
I know they were all this kind of, they were very just, you know, run your hair and do that, but they were still great. They were amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, they were.
I really enjoyed Spartan Ops.
I really did, too. I hope they do something like that again.
God, I played so much of that. I know every map by heart. It's sad. Like, I did. I remember because that was when I was recovering from the accident. And so I would lay here and at night and just run them. Just run them and run them and run them and run them and run them.
Yep. And you know, there's going to be challenges based off of getting those enemy kills.
Yeah. Right?
Yep. For matchmaking, they're going to have a combination of 4v4, 8-player FFA, 12-player infection, and 8v8 for social games. For competitive, they're still working out what's going to be there for the flight. Same thing for the maps. Some settings that they're looking for to include in the flight is settings for controls, for mouse, keyboard, and gamepad. Video settings, audio settings, gameplay settings, which include showing challenge notifications, allowing untrusted files, file share, trust level, and credits. Typical networking stuff, typical accessibility stuff. So that's what will be coming in the Halo 4 flight here very, very soon.
Nice.
Again, make sure your profile is up to date so you do not miss out on your chance to get involved.
Yes.
Customs, custom map browser, please.
Yeah.
And game type browser.
Yep. Yep. For the actual MCC development update that we got yesterday, we have the launch of ODST. We have a little interview with Design Director Max Laser and Technical Director Dana Jerback, again, behind the reins of getting MCC out on PC. We got a little look at a helmet that people have been wanting in ODS, or in Halo Reach for a long time.
Gee, the GRD helmet that would be. I have no idea.
So we have a little screenshot tease of that. No, it's a GRD.
Oh, that's right. It was the GRD.
Yeah, that thing is rad.
Yep. So that's going to be included. There's a couple other additional things that are going to be added as well. They teased some more customization for Reach in Season 4, which will be really cool. They showcase off the game filters again, which we actually talked about in the last show that we did, being able to go into your customs game browser and filter out by game modes, maps, the game title, region, and a couple other different options as well. There's an option to set your preferred input device for your input-based matchmaking, and there's some new Halo 4 Forge objects coming, some new zone traits, some new objects that we've seen in different Halo environments in Halo 4, which are now going to be added to the Forge sandbox. So similar to what they added in Halo Reach and Halo 3, we got a lot more things coming in Halo 4. It's going to be really
cool. I'm really glad that they're doing that.
Yeah.
I think that'll help drive people back into the older forges to build new content in those games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, like, just taking a quick look at this, it looks like they have a couple of additional Covenant items. So, barricades, additional crates, some terminal-type stuff, shields. And then for the UNSC side of things, it looks like we have a Pelican. Don't know if it's drivable, but it might be drivable. We've got some new crates, forklifts, barriers. We've got the giant missile battery. We've got the troop hog. We've also got a few additional structure pieces like tunnels and platforms. Also see a Covenant sniper tower, a phantom. Some looks like some new like trees and rocks added in there as well. So lots of new things coming to Halo 4 Forge.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be nice. And there's still the list of top community reported issues. A lot of the stuff is still the same, so not going to really go into much detail there. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what we got for this month's MCC update. Over on the community spotlight of things, we skipped this one last time because we wanted DJ on here to give his go at his storytelling through his picks again. Which, now that you're back, we're going to try to make that a weekly thing where we have people kind of submit a trail of three things to have you kind of go through and see where we can get with that.
Absolutely. Completely agree. All right.
Okay. And for some reason, the window didn't take, so give me just a second to get this working.
Must fix!
Thanks, Windows Update. We're super glad.
Windows fix everything.
It's because the tab name was different.
There we go. Oh, look, it's the Sulaco from Aliens. Isn't that what? That's the Sulaco, right? Oh, no, that's
not
the
quite.
Katara.
Not quite.
It's the UNSC Katara.
It is UNSC.
That's Katara on the side.
Oh, I didn't actually ever notice that. Wow. But yes, it is a Paris-class frigate.
Yep.
Same as the Ford and Dedan, as DJ found, named Katara.
Yep.
And this is the giant Lego build that we actually mentioned a couple weeks ago, and it was making the rounds, and of course it makes the creme de la creme appear because it's just an amazing piece of construction.
Yeah, that's some wild, wild Legos right there. That's amazing. But,
it's over 25,000 bricks.
Yep. Also the Sulaco.
25,000.
Do you have a picture of the Sulaco up?
I can try to bring it up on this
browser.
You
don't have to worry about it. But it definitely looks like the Sulaco. For those of you who have not seen the movie Aliens, definitely looks like the ship from Aliens.
I probably misspelled that. Yep.
S-U-L-A-C-O. Aliens. Sulaco. I love how detailed this thing is. This, like, and for anybody who's not noticing, once we get that back to that picture, this thing is on two tables. That's how gigantic this thing is. There. Basically, yeah.
Yeah, and that's two like 4x6 tables.
That's amazing. It's just cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's pretty huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Don't All sneeze right. when you move it.
And there's your Sulaco.
There's the Sulaco. See how similar that is? Aside from the giant blade, the drilling equipment on the very front of it. Obviously.
Well, it looks more like the Pillar of Autumn.
There's a very there's a big similarity between all of them. Although I thought it was really funny, I remember watching the movie with somebody, and they were like, oh my gosh, they stole their ship designs from Halo. I thought, you realize this came out when you were new.
No. Other way around.
We were inspired. Yes. There you go.
Yes, exactly. All right, so we've got DJ's picks first up on the community spotlight. This was from September 17th. So DJ, start us off. With This Is the Way.
So this is called This Is the Way. Obviously, you've got Locke standing there behind. Well, he's wearing his winter wear. This is a designed by a UNSC designer known as Lotus McKimstey. This piece of streetwear is available only at UNSC merch stores, mostly just on the Infinity. I'm pretty sure he stole it because that's just how Locke is. He's kind of dangerous like that. He's walking to a cliff's edge because he realizes his entire career is over and nobody likes him. Therefore, he's going to throw himself off. Just kidding. He's just going over there to show how the wind makes it furl in the background because he wants to try and look sexy. I'm just guessing here. But most likely, everybody kicked him out of the Pelican in the background because they were tired of his crap.
Gotcha.
Sorry. Sound like I don't like Locke as a character? It might. And then
I don't see how that's a problem.
Then of course
personally
there's the right, there we go. Then of course Fallout X or Halo X Fallout, which is basically like a Halo Infinite version of Fallout New Vegas. Luckily, obviously 343 took the chance to actually make Infinite worth playing, unlike the latest Fallout, which was not worth playing for years until they finally decided to fix it, fire the studio that made it, and then fix it again. And now it's finally at least loadable. It's still not playable. But you know what? That's okay. We can make fun of it with Halo. Why? Because, well, at least ours isn't broken.
Until Chief returns.
It's not there, but it's not broken.
Well,
there we go.
If we rewound 8 years ago.
Right? There we go.
Yeah. And this, just as a side note, this is in reference to Xbox acquiring Bethesda.
Yes.
Or did they?
If you've been living under a rock for the last month.
Yes.
Right.
Or been on fire. Either way.
Also true.
Yeah, very true.
And then we've got the next one, which I got to get down. There we go. It's whatever they're looking, whatever they're after. Looks like they're going to get it. This is from the streets of New Mombasa, obviously. As you can see, what I love about this is the sizing of it. You obviously get that sense of the scale of the street, the freeway, the warthog, the UNSC soldier or ODST sitting there in that seat, but also the comprehensive understanding that this just absolute mammoth of a cruiser is coming into your atmosphere and launching all these ships out of it. This thing is gigantic. And when you think about what kind of atmospheric displacement happens on a planet when you end up introducing large-scale vessels of this nature within the atmosphere, it's wild. It's wild when you just start thinking of the thermodynamics of it, but also what that would look like, what that would feel like. It's astounding to think about. It'd be no different than if we saw something of that nature coming into our own atmosphere. It's wild. That would be completely unheard of and absolutely terrifying. But are they terrified? Nah. Now we're rolling right up there because we know they got the good up there in the captain's lounge, and we're going to get up there and get it.
They know what to expect right now.
Oh, we know what the aliens like.
Oh yeah.
And then, of course, this is one of my favorites. This was actually brought to me by one of my community members, Doc Chaos, originally, and he said, "Hey, have you seen this?" And I was like, "What?" So Dagger Art, actually made a GIF out of this, and Dagger Art gave us permission. This is going to be one of the GIFs on my channel because I DJ and I do a voice of a grunt. And so the artist absolutely thought it was great. He said, just please, make sure that proper attribution is there. We're like, absolutely. So we left the signature in place, but we've animated it just slightly and it's adorable. Absolutely adorable. Oh. My favorite thing, because of course the little grunt is a DJ.
Everybody knows I like to DJ. Get it. And then accidentally I drop the plasma grenade instead of a bass beat, and then everybody dies. Such is my life. Luckily, I can respawn.
There you go.
Chuck, do you know Claptrap?
Listen, Claptrap is a sucker. Claptrap can't even be thrown. He doesn't even have shocks. I have legs and really long arms. I'm really good at basketball, so long as the basketball is child height, and also the same kind that you can get at Toys R Us. You ever been in a bouncy house? I can go in a bouncy house. You know why? Because I'm not the size of you tall freaks of nature. That's why grunts are awesome. There you go. I'd like to see Claptrap in a damn bouncy house. Get good.
Actually, you are as tall as us.
I don't want to hear it. You look like a Spartan. Get away from me. Stop touching me. you don't even have a mask. Ugh. We don't have to worry about COVID. You know why? We all have face masks.
I feel like that may have been pushing it. Whatever.
Yeah. Demonetized.
Right.
I just think of when the grunts say,
air breather. Oh, that is the other thing. Just to throw the one last thing, the I Would Have Been Your Daddy feature skull on ODST. My God, the lines, the things that you hear being said in the background are so hilarious. We spent so much time laughing over just not just the commentary from the Covenant, but the commentary from the Marines. If you keep the Marines alive, the conversations these guys are having behind you while you're doing things like on the tanks or just running around is so funny. It's so hilarious. I'd forgotten how much they put into it. Right?
Yeah, that's one of the best things about Halo.
Yeah.
That I really like. It's just all of the dialogue that you can hear that's just like, wait, what?
Yep.
What did you just say? And it's like half believable that you could hear something like that actually going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Prestige. I forget what that line was.
Yeah.
If you remember what it was, type it out.
You killed Kitty! Oh, sorry, wrong one.
Yeah. Okay, GT, you're next.
Yay!
You also have a grunt one.
Yes, I do. I just thought this was kind of cute. A grunt
nap. Nap time. Nap time. That is until Chief comes really by and whacks him in the back. What it
really needs is a Spartan boot swinging into the frame.
I was going to say.
Wow.
Gonna say, just thinking of your little avatar pic with you looking at the grunt with your Halo CE pistol, and it's like,
my boot licking
grunt. Wakey, wakey!
Yep.
I still remember when I found that, oh, so many years ago. I just thought it was hilarious. Yep. I mean, who can not like Atlas?
Yeah.
He's holding up the world. Except it's Chief.
Right?
That just needs to be I guess it doesn't need to necessarily be Halo, but...
Permission to give the Covenant back their planet.
What? For what purpose, Master Chief?
Although this is a little bit more family-friendly than Atlas is.
Also true.
Yes.
Yep.
And I just really like this rendition of the Halo 4 Cortana.
Yeah.
Is this a drawing?
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure. It looks like it.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure.
I mean,
sure
it
either.
Is a drawing, I'm sure. But in what format, I don't know.
Just says on the tweet, just says fan art. Mm-hmm. Doesn't say specifically like how it was done. It is really cool, though.
What I like about it, this one is actually kind of more in line with the early Cortanas, like in 1 and 2, where mm-hmm. Cortana was more, she was more thin.
Yeah.
She wasn't as shapely as she was in Halo 4.
I got you.
I didn't notice, to be honest.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. Oh.
Moving on. We've got Noble Team. This looks like
this
a pencil.
This is just a cool shot of Noble Team.
I love the fact that Noble Team rhymes with Ovaltine.
Hmm.
I don't know why that was relevant. I'm sorry.
We don't know why anything that comes out of your mouth shows up.
You'd be surprised how many times my mother has also said that to me.
No, probably not.
Moving on. I believe this is your last one.
Yeah, this one's kind of got me baffled. It with the scale, they played with camera angles, and I swear the Chief is cosplay. To me, that's what it looks like.
Huh.
They have the Gret figurine right up next to the camera.
Is he?
Yeah, I see what you mean, but then what is the brute?
I don't know.
Like where's that?
That's
separation?
What's so confusing about this picture. Are the Chief and the brute cosplay, and the grunts the toy? Or
no, I think the brute
are they all toys?
The Chief is definitely cosplay because, like in this, like if you actually go to the tweet, there are 5 pictures in total,
mm-hmm.
and it's with him and his son.
Yeah, they're using forced perspective.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that really
Yeah, they
is.
Basically like blended it from varying different angles using different lenses. That's incredible. Well done.
I'm mm-hmm. trying to see where the perspective blend is on the first one, though, with the Atriox. Wow. That's impressive. Yeah,
I
so
just
it's
thought
like
it was
the,
a really cool shot with the, just a really cool way to take that shot.
Yeah, they had to stand mm-hmm. him a huge distance away and get that camera low and right up close to the toy and then use a multi-focus.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a couple different shots with the Warthog model, a Cortana figurine, and then a Prophet of Truth, or just a Prophet and then a grunt. Yeah, that's really impressive.
The commentary is great. Also used a blue flashlight for to add some highlight to Cortana. I think he had fun, but he's getting to that age where I can tell anymore that he's like, hey, that was cool. I'm gonna go play Fortnite.
That's literally on the tweet. That's hilarious.
Oh no.
Still, absolutely incredible. Geez. So yeah, that's his son that's in the armor, it looks like. How cool.
Yep.
What a great way to document your adventure into gaming with your kid.
Definitely. Really, really well done.
Yeah.
So this first one for me is Remember Reach by LZ Edits. Just the reimagining of how that kind of ending scene with Noble Six's helmet, but looking at kind of with a starry night and illuminated by a moon, just having that kind of day shift to night and having a different perspective on that is really cool. It gives a different character in the night sky, which is really, really cool for me. And then the next one for me is Noble Mission. So kind of sticking with the Noble Team theme here, just seeing all of the other members of Noble Team, not Noble Six. SFM Render, which is just really well done. There's a downed Falcon, and they're kind of all backing up against each other, similar to kind of the Reach statue that we got in the Legendary Edition.
Yeah.
Then we've got Cat Tana. So just because I have cats and it's a little cat picture, I thought it was kind of cute.
You would.
Right?
Yeah. I would. So what? What's your point?
I guess you could say this is a perfect blend.
You could.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Yes. I mean, if you could find one that you could do with a dog in Halo and mix that in there.
I feel that'd be kind of rough.
Yep. Yep. I'm sure it would be, DJ. I'm sure it'd be very rough. Oh, geez. Next one here is a pencil drawing of the Halo Infinite key art. I just love pencil drawings. The ability to recreate tone like this,
mm-hmm.
just with one single utensil, is always impressive. And being able to do it with that detail.
And the need to have a warning label, please don't look, you may get poisoned. But yeah, no, that's significantly impressive.
Yep. And then we have some cosplay. So with ODST coming out, we've got some ODST cosplay. Which this is a really good ODST.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Especially with the helmet. The helmet definitely sells part of it. And then we've got the saw. We've got the answer.
Yep. Got the answer to all the problems.
What is the question?
Question is, why aren't there enough bullet casings on the ground?
Right? That's not a full clip. I know. I pull that trigger and hold it down.
The drum wasn't fully loaded. And then the last piece here is another piece of cosplay. This is a Halo or Halo CE or Mark V Master Chief cosplay. Or is it cosplay or toy?
No, that's a toy. Cosplay.
It's a toy. So, Halo 1 Master Chief and the ODST with it.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really cool. And then the last thing here, at the bottom of every community spotlight, we have Doodles Snickers. And this one is from At Motion Domain, which is just Craig faces on the top of a bunch of different Halo Mega Constructs figurines.
My God.
Yes. You heard that right. Craig on two Spartans, an Elite, a Grunt, and a Hunter.
I feel like my likeness was not properly compensated here, and I definitely think I need to throw a Grunt.
Don't touch me!
I still think you should throw him. Just me. It would have been actually even funnier if you could have gotten a Brute throwing the Grunt and in the process of this shot. That would have been hilarious.
Yeah, I thought this was funny.
That's great.
It's just Craig. They need to make a Craig figurine now.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Just Craig.
Imagine.
I'm so glad that's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I know there's people out there that think that's just ridiculous. I think it's really cool.
Yep.
That we have Craig.
Absolutely agree.
You know, I had deja vu while I was playing campaign on ODST. I swore I saw Craig.
So
saw many of them. They all died at the hands of my weapons. Mostly.
I wouldn't be surprised.
All right.
So that is the picks that we have. Obviously, there is a lot more stuff on the community spotlight, so definitely go over there and check it out. Lots of really cool other pieces of art. So moving on to some of the other Waypoint stuff, we have the Rookie Cosplay Guide.
Which, I think, isn't this the probably the first time they've ever done something like this?
Officially, yeah.
Yes, officially. So, luckily, Bungie and 343 have both been very supportive of the cosplay community and have allowed them to use models, whether they got them by legit means or otherwise. But regardless, still use models to reference and make cosplay gear out of. And the fact that we actually now have an official cosplay guide is something that I think hopefully will be a lot more useful to cosplayers, because mm-hmm. this thing includes quite a few different things as far as official colors, close-ups of a lot of different models that's used, from weapons to helmets to armor pieces. Like, there's a lot of detail in here, and there's little write-ups about what each piece is and what it's supposed to do, and there's full, like, rotation views. Of course, it's just a PDF, so they're all stills, but they have different profiles of the full body, the helmet, the specific armor pieces, and overall, it's just a really cool, detailed guide that any cosplayer would, like, this is what you need in order to make sure that what you're building is
as accurate as it can be.
More accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this was worked on, the three folks that had a comment on the article that made this announcement was Quinn Spence, Kenneth Peters, and Vera Varen, who worked on, who had input on putting this thing together. There are PDFs to download. There is a full guide and then a mobile guide. So the mobile guide's a more compressed version, so it's not going to take up too much space on your phone, but if you have a computer, then you can get the full guide, and it's very detailed and very nice. It is 75 pages of ODST goodness.
Good lord. That's a lot.
It's only a PDF. It's not a book that you go out and purchase, and it's free for you to go and download.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, go check it out. If you're a cosplayer and you want to cosplay some Halo 3 ODST ODSTs. Next thing we have is the community update for this past week. We have a lot of the stuff in here that we've already talked about, but a couple of new things. So we have the Halo 5 matchmaking playlist update, which we already covered. We have Halo 3 ODST coming out on PC with the addition of Firefight, which is cool. That's across both. There's the press kit for Halo 3 ODST, which includes a lot of the high-res screenshots, in-game, some concept art, the looping video that we've seen in some of the advertisement stuff, all that in the press kit. We've also got the Halo 5 Pro Series and Halo 3 PC, the HCS stuff. We got a little update on that and just kind of a recap of where things currently stand and the upcoming schedule for that. We've also got some HCS grassroots tournaments that are coming up, including some that have already taken place, but there is a SWAT Oween from SWAT Nation taking place at the end of this month. And then we've got another Game Sense posted by Shyway over on the HCS Twitter account, and this one's checking out a play by Raya Noob. We've also got some Halo gear, including a new Halo Infinite statue by Dark Horse Comics. This is a 10.5-inch Master Chief statue that that is out on Best Buy. I think some people have also found it in Walmart and Target in the U.S. Game UK in the UK, Game Cash in France, EB Games in Australia, Germany, Austria, or sorry, New Zealand and Australia. For Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and Italy, it's GameStop, and then Belgium and the Netherlands, it's Game Mania. And then there's also some new Funko Pop figures. We've talked about those before. John Friend teased out the Camo Chief 1 a little bit earlier this week. We also have the Halo and Hex bag lineup. So there's two kinds of backpacks, a duffel bag and a sling. There's the Halo 3 ODST mouse pad, the Halo 3 ODST cosplay guide. And then we've got some Halo Infinite stuff, the cannon fodder that Grim came out with a couple of weeks ago, and then the Monster Energy XP boost things. And then the high-res art that we get is one of the original Halo 3 ODST key arts, and it's of the rookie walking in kind of a downtown industrial zone. And that's what we got for the community update.
I guess new wallpapers.
Every other week, new wallpapers.
Right.
Pretty much. For the social posts, we've got quite a few things going on. We've got a few new videos on YouTube. A lot of the stuff relating to ODST. We have the Prepare to Drop, which was the announcement for Halo 3 ODST. We've got the Halo 3 ODST PC announce, which they released on YouTube when Halo 3 ODST came out for PC. They had a showcase stream with Andy and Unishek on Wednesday last week, and they showcased off some of the new stuff in the season and some of the new things that they introduced with the update that dropped on PC. And then we have Oni Archive Helljumpers and the mysterious continuation of the Oni storyline. So that'll be interesting to see how that continues to evolve. And then we've got quite a few additional tweets going over things. So, DJ, you want to take the Today in Halo stuff?
Sure. So, Today in Halo, 19th of September, 2552, while being pursued by Covenant forces, the UNSC Pillar of Autumn arrives at Installation 04. The discovery of this Halo ring, along with the awakening of the Master Chief, kickstarts the events of Halo Combat Evolved. However, on 25th of September, 2007... Nope, never mind, that's not it. That's way too long ago. Nobody
remembers. However, it's just, a different one.
Don't worry! Not real. That's, I guess, not canon. There you go.
Yep. So, yeah. So, what was the next one? Go ahead with the next one.
Which one?
The 25th of September.
Oh, 25th of September 2007. 13 years ago, we believed for the very first time. Happy birthday, Halo 3. And that, of course, was from Halo 13 years ago.
It's now a teen.
Yep. It is now a young adult that hates troubled his parents. Teen. Congratulations. Congratulations, you've learned to swear. Now stop doing it in the house.
Yeah, exactly. For Fiction Friday, we have Ginger Quam was the cradle world of the San Shayum. After a dispute, a renegade faction stole the foreigner key ship, leaving the planet forever.
Yes.
Taking a large chunk of the planet with them.
Sadly.
Yes. Which became High Charity.
Yep.
And then stowed aboard Argent Moon, the Winter Class Prowler. Acrisius was the classified site's safety valve, a final means of escape in the event that any high-profile Oni assets were threatened.
We saw how well that worked out.
Or Spartans need to take it out for a spin.
Also true.
Right. And then we have Master Chief and Satya Nadella throwing out the first pitch for the Mariners game from last week. And he was joined by some folks from the 405th. And that little video.
Cool.
And then Halo is partnering up with the National Breast Cancer Foundation. In addition, I think with some other Xbox stuff as well. To have a stream this weekend, October 3rd at 12:30 p.m. Pacific. To raise awareness for and money for breast cancer. If you drop by the stream, there will be a very special limited edition item that you can get.
There you go. Yeah.
There you go. On the product line, we have the Halo Infinite Master Chief Dark Horse statue, which we talked about already. This statue I'm going to go get. I think it's only $60, too. So it's not that
expensive. Yeah, that's pretty inexpensive. That's what surprised me. Especially for being a Dark Horse.
Yep. And then there is the Halo Nerf Mangler.
Yes.
So a new Nerf Blast.
It's not even out, and it's been nerfed.
Wow. That was good, but wow.
Wow. I cannot wait. I'm waiting for the fanatical fanboys to come unglued in game and be like, what, this doesn't fire like the Nerf version? Congratulations, you're an idiot. Neat. But keep complaining. Go on. Now try doing it while chewing bubble gum. We'll see if you fall over.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my gosh. So moving on to the community content. First thing we have is the Forge Hub Attrition Contest results. This was the contest they had, I believe, back in May?
Okay.
I forget when exactly this was, but this was their kind of custom kind of trench warfare game type that they have for the contest going in. So they have a few honorable mentions. One of them kind of looks like it's a toxic sewage plant. Another one is kind of a probably a Sangheili remnant type thing. Another one is kind of a UNSC space station. And then the winners are, for third place, we have Chattagat by Spartan Blood 1, who got $200.
Ooh.
And this one is on the, looks like it's kind of on the shoreline somewhere in the mountains.
Yeah.
Commentary on this map was beautiful and had the all-around experience you would expect from an attrition map. The only things holding it back were the drop spawns and uneven terrain getting players stuck when in the middle of gunfights.
I have that problem on dev maps.
Right.
Trying to back through a doorway and I get stuck on the step because my Spartan can't figure out how to pick up its foot.
You get stuck in a little piece of geometry and then you're screwed.
Good thing there wasn't any water.
Or was there?
Yeah. All right.
Next one is Potter's Field by Hobo Steve Jacko. This one kind of has a 1600 European.
I think it's based on Harry Potter, isn't it? Isn't that Hogwarts in the back?
Sure. Why not?
Great Wizarding Graveyard.
Why not? Oh, and look, Forge Hub is live on Twitch. The description on this one is, once again, another beautiful map. When imagining attrition, I see this map as a poster child. Gameplay was surprisingly balanced with the arsenal given to the players, but the pathing was obstructive at times, and players had trouble defending from full attacks. Mm. $300 for this one. And then first place was this Dig Site by Harry McCleary. We got $500, and this is definitely a trench warfare type map with two bases in the middle of a box canyon.
I wonder where the inspiration came from there.
Kind of has a little bit of the Beaver Creek, Battle Creek vibe to it.
Yeah.
The one thing I do like about this map is that you don't want to just hang out in the middle because they have a locust beam that shoots across the map.
Yeah.
Periodically, which helps to keep people from camping in the middle.
Nice.
Yeah. And the locust they built almost looks like a Mega Constructs.
Yeah, locust. I was noticing that. It's cute. I like it.
They put Mega Constructs in Halo 5?
It's called the Halo 5 weapon skins.
No, the blocks.
It's called Forge. This is the definition of attrition gameplay, the hard clamber walls on each end forcing players to commit to aggressive gameplay along with the respawning plasma nades to weaken the enemy lines is what attrition is all about. We never played a round on this map where everybody wasn't having a blast. So $500 to the winner there.
I'll tell you what, nobody was having as much of a blast as that locust was. Oh god. There you go.
We're making the blast.
Also true. All right. Yep.
And this was not on the PlayGriffa website, but I got a message from Silva.
Yep.
In Discord.
Yep.
The summer 2020 season for the Halo 3 Griffball just wrapped up, so signups for the fall 2020 season have just begun.
And I believe
this coming season is a draft, and everyone has to individually sign up for the draft. Signups close in 1 week on October 7th. Captains in draft order will then be selected as the draft, and the draft started soon thereafter. Depending on the turnout, you'll see 4 to 5 weeks of regular season play, followed by playoffs. If you're interested, make sure you are over in the Play Griffball Discord and paying attention to the announcements channel.
And I believe it's also going to be Halo 3.
Yeah, that makes sense, because Halo 4 is not out yet.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
On the community content side of things, we've got quite a few new podcasts. On the HCS Pro Talk side, we have episodes 145, Halo for All, and 146, Is SBMM Really That Bad?
Not that... No, stop it, people!
SBMM, Serviceable Banana Multi-Matching.
Skill-based matchmaking.
That's not what I said. I said Serviceable Banana Serviceable Banana Multi-Matching. So here's what happens.
Yes, but we all know what you were thinking.
Everybody has to puzzle piece together a banana, both the inside and the outside, and the faster you do it, the better your matchmaking opportunity are. Now, if you manage to get matched into two matches at once, you're going to get split screen. You got to play it with two different controllers, and that's where the real trick is. We'll see who the all-stars are and who they aren't. I think that that type of gameplay may actually be kind of bad, because who really wants to know how a banana works? Just put it in your mouth and chew. Works on Sea of Thieves.
You really put a sour note on the banana split just then.
Wow. Imagine how the banana feels. You split it.
Yeah, you were the one that just split it. Oh, jeez. So, yeah, I haven't listened to the episode yet. I'm not sure why this is a discussion point at this point, but yeah.
It's been coming across in multiple games recently where people have been...
But Halo, it makes it fun. It makes it where it's like...
Well, no, there's been complaints that because it's not a connection-based matchmaking, it's less fun because you get more people glitching around the map.
I can see where that would be a problem.
Of the games that I've played,
yeah.
Of the games that I've played that have switched to a connection-based matchmaking, I have more problems with people teleporting around the map.
And I believe that Minkay and maybe some other like playlist engineer from 343 have made discussions about like player feedback about skill-based matchmaking.
Mm-hmm.
Like I believe there's GDC talks about this topic.
I mean, they completely redesigned the matchmaking system for Halo 5 to make better use of skill-based matchmaking.
Again.
Yeah, and overall, it's gotten a very positive response.
And I've been very happy with it.
You know what else has positive responses? Bananas. Just saying.
High in potassium.
Yes.
Skilled banana matchmaking.
Good in chip form, chips. Chip Stubbo can have some banana chips.
Now, if you really want to get extreme, you can get skilled plantain matchmaking. Those are really good. Ooh. Those are excellent. Those out of the Caribbean. So tasty.
Fried little olive oil.
Fried plantains, so good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Podcast Evolved. We have Mission Debrief, episode 115, Halo Wars 2 Recap, and then episode 116, Halo Wars 2 Gatecrashers DLC. And then for their mainline show, we have episode 222, Infinite Sentinels, and episode 223, Live News. And then we have Building with Blocks, How to Build Like Goodwill Hunter. For Finish the Fight, we have bonus episode 13, The AIs of Halo, and episode 42, The Master Chief Collection. That'll be interesting to kind of go relive the history of MCC's development and the difference of where it was and where it is today.
Yes, by all means.
I don't know if my heart can take that.
I was like, yes, by all means, let's relive
that's
gonna
be a long episode.
That experience. I remember the last time I ate cheese and basically sat in the bathroom for 3 days with a laptop because I couldn't get it together. But you know what? Let's go ahead and make a podcast about it. I'm just kidding. I already have one. It's called
next week.
It's
on the
called
podcast.
The Morning Movement. Get it? Because it's a movement. Hey, I'm making funnies. Anyway,
have you ever made your Friday shows into a podcast syndicate feed, or are you still working on that?
I don't have an editor. I don't know enough about YouTube to actually do anything with it? Like, how much would I have to pay to do that?
Because Dust doesn't have enough on his plate.
Right?
Well, I mean, it's like, how much do you need edited? Or do you just kind of need more of the front and back kind of cut? And
I don't know. I'm not really sure what to do with it. I just know I have a YouTube channel that I never use, so I should probably do something with it at some point. But yeah, no, the talk show is definitely something we've been looking at doing and putting it out there. So
yeah, you do it basically every Friday.
It's a one-hour show every Friday, yeah. 11 a.m. Pacific. It's called Truthful Realities. We cover everything from current events to hot topics, as well as interviews with game developers, as well as partners, influencers, influencer manager teams, and then we do interviews with varying different celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's get you settled.
Okay.
Let's take this month to get you hooked up. Yeah.
Cool.
For Sacred Icon Halo, we have episode 48. The link is dead.
Yeah, but if I click the link, it actually goes to the podcast, so I don't feel like that was properly titled.
Depends on what link you're talking about.
Oh, no.
But yes, I see about Zelda?
That's not, doesn't belong in Halo.
Link is dead!
Yet.
No!
Yet.
I get a sword. No.
On the YouTube side of things, a couple of videos I'm going to shout out. First one is the lore behind all the Halo 3 ODST firefight maps by Hidden Xperia.
Nice.
We've also got Halo Canon with his Halo 3 ODST Sadie story, audio log, guide, and lore. So he digs into that whole Sadie story, which is all the audio logs that you go and find. There's 30 of them in the campaign. Check out my personal YouTube channel if you need guides. They're the most popular video I have on my channel, so there you go. I still get the occasional comment on them from time to time. Like, once a month, I get a new comment on those videos.
Well, I'm going to start making random comments on it.
Oh, jeez.
How long do you think a giraffe's tongue is? Oh, how many bananas can you fit in the tailpipe?
From Installation 00, we have the sixth installment of Halsey's Journal. So continuing on that video series. From Ubernick and iSpiteful and Mint Blitz, they've been uploading a lot of just small clips that they have from their streams or in their matchmaking. So just something to be on the lookout for. Some of the streamers are starting to upload little funny clips from their streams now to YouTube. I don't know what kind of instigated that, but that apparently happened a lot over the past 2 weeks and it looks like it's going to be a trend. So keep an eye out for that. Halo Completionist has gone through and redone his Halo 3 ODST Lazo playlist. So that is new and up on that his YouTube channel there. From Late Night Gaming, we have what is a perfect Halo sandbox. Space Battles, Banshee Scarabs, and Infinite, and more. Part of his Monday Q&A. Rocket Sloth has two I want to call out. The lost Halo CE Easter egg mystery finally solved after 19 years.
Solved correctly, so, let's put it that way.
Right.
Now, I just want to preface this. I would highly recommend everybody goes watch this. If you've ever gone into Halo 3 and to try to find the skull.
No. That's in a different video.
I know.
That's
talking
the
about
Halo 3 Easter egg.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, so, the other Easter egg video that he did.
Yeah, the latest one.
I would recommend
you
go watch that one. That's better than the first one. Because they actually go through and they look for the clues that you were supposed to find originally to find the inbred skull in Halo 3.
Huh. The inbred skull?
Or I would have been your daddy's skull.
I've never heard it called the inbred skull before.
Yeah, well, in bird. I mean,
what exactly are you doing in that bird to get that skull? I'm intrigued. I want to know. In fact, I feel like the audience wants to know more about this.
Oh my god!
But they actually go through and they find the clues in Halo 3 that would lead you to jump through the hoops in the correct order to unlock the skull.
Oh, the hoop thingy that we were doing.
Right. Yes.
God, that one was such a pain.
And I learned something. I learned something that no one ever solved.
What?
That riddle. The way it was leaked, it got leaked out on the internet because someone got into Halo 3's code and looked it up.
Oh. Way to cheat.
So no one ever actually solved how to get that skull the correct way.
This is just their take on it. Marty hasn't.
Nobody said.
Funny thing is, yeah, Marty actually made a tweet of no one actually ever solved it the right way, and then they tagged one of the Rocket Sloth folks.
Yeah.
And then they made a video on it. But Marty hadn't said that what they discovered was exactly the right methodology, but
the methodology they used is sound. I mean, the clues are there. Mm-hmm. Now that you point them out, it's like, duh. I mean, in that level alone, they play the melody that you're supposed to play with the rings.
So many
times. Each ring makes a different tone when you stand next to it, three times.
But the other one was based off of a texture that was found in Halo's CE for a boarding action map, and apparently
that's true.
One of the designers on Halo's CE, who eventually left Bungie, made a shrine to his girlfriend at the time in boarding action, and it was removed from the
supposedly
retail version of Halo CE for the Xbox, but on the Gearbox version, they probably forked an earlier build, and while it wasn't in the map, the texture was still there.
Huh. Interesting.
Didn't they say they also found it in the original game files? The retail?
No,
Xbox
it was in the original
game files?
Game files from an earlier. No, from a. It was from an earlier build, but in the final product release of the Xbox version, it did not exist. Yeah, it was an earlier build of CE that had the texture, but on the printed disc that came out for the Xbox, it was not there.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
So that's another kind of Easter egg thing that happened. And I think that's kind of the highlights I wanted to talk about from the YouTube folks. There is one other thing, or two other things. Podcast Evolved has another of their Road to Infinite series. This time for the Sentinels of Halo. And then Defend a House has Halo 3 Mythbusters Volume 5.5, where they clarify some of the myths that they did from their fifth volume. And then for the SFM artists, or for some of the other artwork, we have Banoski with a couple of new art pieces. One is 2020 in a nutshell for him, which is his original character model, just kind of in a general gathering station with some other Spartans and him just kind of sulking there, which is kind of appropriate for 2020, perfectly honest. And then he has another one, which is titled The Key. Happy October, everybody. Here's a poster of Master Chief against the Flood, inspired by the hell scene from the 2005 film Constantine. Which is funny, because I just watched that film again recently.
And it's funny, because there was not constantly teens in it. It was weird. They were all adults.
Wow.
I thought it was a missed title. I missed an opportunity there.
So definitely,
some opportunities aren't worth taking, DJ.
What?
From Tom Jurassic, we have something that is inspired from Halo Infinite. It's just one of the, I think probably one of the figurines from the SDCC pack. Or one of the new ones, but it's just Master Chief holding the sword. Kind of has that good depth of field in there. We've also got Vin Gattuso with another piece. This one's subtitled, "She Said That to Me Once About Being a Machine." Very gritty Halo 4 Master Chief. We've got Ezel VFX doing another work in progress for Sins of the Prophets. We've got Ascend Hyperion with two pieces. First one is something that he's been working on that is a Spartan model, but you can actually see the face through the visor, which is kind of cool. And then he has a commission that he did for 086 Quill on Twitter featuring two of his characters and a character by @2kinds. It looks like it's just a few Spartans with black and blue armor walking down a Pelican ring. And for those in the live stream, I just put all the links in the Twitch chat. And someone is adding characters to the OneNote here.
Who is that?
Oh, someone hit K on the page title. Anyways. Under the community musings, we have quite a few updates from Halopedia. GT, would you like to take these? We've got two Trivia Tuesdays and one Lore Thursday.
Woohoo!
Yes.
All right. For Halopedia's Trivia Tuesday, did you know that Halo 3 ODST had a live-action website that interviewed the squad you could play at in the game?
Really?
I remember that. While the website may be gone, you can view the content in their archive on Halopedia's website.
Interesting.
Note, you will have to most likely use Internet Explorer to watch it.
No, the archive is just a YouTube playlist.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, that's not the actual...
No, it's not a website. The website's not.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
That's just a YouTube playlist.
Cool. Because I know some of the stuff they've archived there, you have to use Internet Explorer to watch. For the next Trivia Tuesday, did you know Halo Reach Defiant Map Pack, there is a hidden doll in all 7 maps? This doll, which is the GRD doll, is based on a cut armor variant.
Which is no longer cut.
In pre-release images of the DLC pack. And then we've got Halopedia's Lore Thursday. Petra Janik was a freelance journalist and childhood friend of Thomas Lasky. Her career enjoyed much success and acclaim until she delved too deeply into the origins of the Spartans and was abducted by Oni for trying to expose the truth. I wonder where we heard about that.
Not from Oni. They denied the whole thing.
Maybe we need to hunt for the answer.
There we go.
Yep. I didn't remember that she was friends with Thomas Lasky. Pharaoh. I think, right?
Couldn't tell you.
No,
Pharaoh was a different character.
No, she was the one that was talking to Ben Giroux before he went in for his meeting with Sully. She was the one that was like, "You're listening because you're raising your voice. Stop that."
Be quiet. Oh,
yep. Halopedia also put out something about Halo Online, the maps that were there. They put out a tweet. Prior to its cancellation, Halo Online had some wonderful scenery and vistas. Today we're showing off the map Edge, and they actually have 4 different tweets that show off the maps that were exclusive to Halo Online.
Cool.
Some of those maps they'd bring into MCC.
Yes. It would be cool to see if they can incorporate those in. Because, I mean, they're based on the Halo 3 engine.
Mm-hmm.
So... that'd be kind of just some new content to just drop in one day. We'll have to see. If there's enough community demand for it, they might do it. So if you want to see those maps, now's the time to get on Twitter and tell them, hey, can we get someone to look into these Halo Online maps? That'd be pretty nice. And then GT, I don't know if this would kind of makes any connection to you or not, but Big Dog Mills on Twitter found this and retweeted it, but it is 2 Among Us people, or actually one Among Us person with a little kind of Among Us doll that follows you around. And the big one has been colored as Master Chief, and the little one is colored as Cortana.
How could I not know about Among Us? It's about the only thing that's on freaking YouTube right now.
Just in case.
Because, you know, like, everybody's so tired of playing Halo because we haven't had a new game in 5 years that they've gone and deserted us for Among Us.
Nobody has
deserted
us. They
like to kill
us.
People.
Oh, my God.
They're making MCC updates? Yep. Isn't that enough?
There are other games.
I want my Infinite!
Oh my
no,
God.
There's not. There's only Halo.
So I thought that was cool.
I love it.
There is only Zool.
I want to be able to buy it.
Yeah. It'd be cool to have that as a skin in there.
Yep.
It'd be cool to have that game be on console. Like, I don't see why they couldn't necessarily.
Some things are just best for PC. It's a very complex game, obviously. There's some very detailed and highly dedicated artwork and sophisticated map, you know, evolution going on. So I feel like it's just something that I don't know that a modern console can handle.
I think it could.
There's vents, dude. How many games do you know on console that have vents?
Halo 4.
All right. Well, okay, you have me there.
Halo 5. You crawl through vents in the Argent Moon. Halo Reach. Halo, well, I guess not technically vents, but Halo CE, you go through the crew access.
You're a crew access. I win.
Major sus.
Major sus. Bald guy is sus.
What? I didn't do it!
So that's it. That's all we have for this episode. This is primarily a catch-up because we were off last week, and DJ's been away for a month. It's good to have you back, DJ.
Thanks, man.
Glad you survived the wildfires out there. Glad to hear that everything's okay now for you. And we're happy to have you back.
And because we brought the ketchup this weekend, we're bringing the mustard next weekend. And the weekend after that, it's mayo. Ayo! Sorry. I'll let you do your closing.
I'll take the ketchup. I'm not a big mustard or mayo person.
I like,
mustard is sus.
I was going to say I like spicy different condiments, then realized I could roll back right to Trojan conversation and then, you know, flavored and I just, you know. Balloon animals, people. Remember, balloon animals. Geez.
Yeah. So next week, hopefully we'll have a guest on. I'm going to try to see if I can get something arranged this weekend. If not, we will go into our community projects recap if I am not able to get something lined up. Just as a reminder, you can find us on all the major podcasting services. You can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, while that's still a thing, Spotify, Stitcher, and on Amazon Podcasts as well. There's something up with the Amazon podcast feed. I'm not sure what it is, but it should work. But yeah. You can also watch us on Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. when we record the show live on Twitch. You can head over to twitch.tv/podtacular. Find us over there. That happens every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And then we also have Fraggin' Friday taking place on Fridays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, hosted by the one and only Godzilla T. If you want to be a part of that, then make sure you go over to our Discord and vote for if you want to play Halo 5 or MCC on Friday. We also have Achieving Halo, which is on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, where I hop in with the community and go try to get achievements. Currently working through MCC Legendary under 3 hour times for Halo CE, Halo 2, and whatever else the community needs, whoever is jumping in on that. You can also find us on our Spartan Company and our Xbox Club. Help us get those company accommodations or share your funny Halo clips, screenshots, or stories with us on our Xbox Club, or you can drop them into our Discord as well. Shout out to our patrons for supporting us over on Patreon. We have Pins Halo, we have Confal, and we also have Frizzled, who are supporting us over there. So thank you everyone for your support. And for all of our Twitch subscribers, thank you so much for supporting us over on Twitch. We've had quite the outpouring of support this year for us on Twitch, especially moving back from Mixer. So thank you all so much for your ongoing support and keeping the lights on here, keeping the bills down out of our own pockets. We also have an Amazon affiliate link. If you shop regularly on Amazon, you can go to podtackler.com/Amazon before you check out. And we get a small commission based off of the purchases that you make. And if you feel so inclined, you can also donate to us directly through PayPal. Going to podtackler.com/donate. So those are the number of different ways you can support us on PodTackler. Also, shameless plug, I have a Machinima that is premiering this Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. It is the Halo Mole. It's the Machinima project that you've heard me talk about for a while. It is premiering this Saturday. I would really appreciate it if everyone go subscribe to the YouTube channel. It's the Halo Mole. Go watch the first episode. Come join us in chat. We will be premiering it, so we'll have a live stream chat experience on YouTube. We want to see people get involved with it, and we've put 7 years into this thing, so hopefully people will enjoy it. And that is youtube.com.
Who is the mole?
Exactly. And that is youtube.com/thehalomole. So, DJ, since you're back, any final thoughts or comments or words of wisdom you'd like to give to our listeners before we close out this episode and head into the weekend?
You're going to be real pissed off when you figure out it's not a mole. It's actually a chipmunk with a real bad attitude. And it hasn't been showered in a long time. Bird's all mad at it. Just saying. Chipmunks are they're kind of just saying.
They were certainly so when we were trying to take pictures of them when we were in West Virginia.
Yeah, because you were in West Virginia.
You're not going to let that go, are
nope,
you?
Nope, never. Not even remotely. Not ever.
Oh, jeez. All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for tuning in. This has been episode 753. We will catch you all, hopefully, either in our game nights this weekend or on the podcast next week. Thank you all for listening. And until then, keep on fragging the drums.